You're listening to the Philly Young Adults Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Philly Young Adults Podcast. My name is Dan. It's great to be with you. We've been going this little series called Truth Bites, where we open the scriptures in bite sizes. And today we're going to read 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through chapter 2, verse 2, together. If you want to turn in your Bibles, or if you're driving, I'll read it to you. Do not read and drive. Personally, I love this portion of scripture and quote it to myself constantly. John, through the inspiration of the Spirit, wants to communicate to us how God deals with our sin and how we maintain a relationship with Him. The language he uses is this phrase, walking in the light. And even though we are only covering a small portion of 1 John, I really want to encourage you to read the entire book, because John reads off of these verses and gives us more depth that challenges us and encourages us that I myself have to constantly remind myself as well. But for today, we're going to start in chapter 1, verse 5, and it says this: "This is the message that we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." The question we have today while we're looking at these verses is, how do we walk in the light? In verse 5, we read that this is the message we've heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. John, in fact, starts this portion of scripture off with declaring a message that he heard directly from Jesus. Now, this message wasn't just for the disciples, but for everyone, because John says that he is now proclaiming it to us. And the message is this, that God is light. God wants us to understand this truth about Himself, and it defines who He is, not just what He does. God doesn't give off light, but rather He's the very thing, the very source of purity and goodness, that in Him there's no darkness at all. Light bulbs, they burn out. Stars mysteriously go dark without supernovas. Your batteries will die on your flashlight. In fact, a light bulb isn't light. It just gives off light until something goes wrong and it goes out. But we see here that God is light. Darkness is, by definition, the very absence of light. But since God is light, it's impossible for Him to have darkness, which logically makes sense. You flip on your light switch, you turn on the light, and it's no longer dark. The darkness and the light don't mix. You don't turn on your light and be like, it's kind of half dark in here. It's light, which in John 8, chapter 12, Jesus is teaching on the Mount of Olives and says to the crowd, after He does not condemn the woman caught in adultery, He says again, "Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He says again in John chapter 12, verse 36 and 35, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtakes you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." And again in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 through 9, he says, "Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. What great verses, again, of emphasizing that God is light. And we see here in conclusion of those verses that God is light, and secondly, that we shine God's light as his children. So he goes on then in 1 John verse 6, he says, "If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth." Notice the issue John is presenting, the idea of fellowshipping with God while we walk in darkness. He says, if we say we have fellowship, that is to say, if we're telling people with our mouths that we're in fellowship with God, but we don't live it out, there's a problem with our reality. It's important to note that he doesn't say salvation here. He says fellowship. John is writing and challenging the church, not unbelievers. The point John is making is that if we tell people we're in fellowship with Jesus while we walk in darkness, we aren't actually telling the truth. We're saying one thing that actually logistically can't happen, that darkness and light don't mix. John uses the word walking here because it describes a pattern of living. So if our pattern of living is darkness, we're going to have a problem with walking in light. It's hard to claim fellowship with God when we are in darkness. We already read together that God himself has no darkness at all. So how can we walk in darkness and fellowship with light? Well, you can't. We can't walk in darkness and walk with God. I hope I'm not overkilling this point, but it's really important for us to think about. Because if I go for a walk every day at 10 p.m., even if it's the summertime, it's going to be dark. And I can't go telling people that I walk in the sunlight because the sunlight is not around. It's dark out. It's night. That's why he says we lie and we're not practicing the truth. We're not doing what we're saying. Again, he doesn't say that you're not saved, but he says that we need to think about our fellowshipping because we're not practicing, in fact, the truth. However, in verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." If he stopped at verse 6, we probably would just feel condemned. However, he uses this linking word of but, that verse 6 doesn't have to be our reality, that we can actually have fellowship with God, and he uses also the phrase fellowship with one another. That fellowship is twofold, that walking in the light means we have fellowship with God, and we have fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. John wrote early in verse 3 of chapter 1 that which we have seen, we heard, we proclaimed also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. So this makes sense logically. If we have fellowship with God in the light, we're also going to have fellowship with other believers who are also walking with Jesus in the light. If Jimmy and I are going for a walk, and Josh is also walking with Jimmy, Josh and I are walking together. Even if he thinks I'm weird or he won't talk to me, we're still going on a walk together because we're both walking with Jimmy. So we're walking together. So therefore, walking in the light is a description of the condition that we have in both our relationship with God and our relationship with others. And he will go on to explain that condition. However, in verse 7, we see that walking in the light has two effects on our lives. We have fellowship with each other, that's us and one another and us with God, and we are cleansed from sin. These both come from walking in the light. So again, back to our question, what does it mean to walk in the light? Well, you might think, well, walking in the light is something like I have to be sinless because God is light, probably prefers to God being perfect, so therefore I have to be perfect. However, that's not what John is saying, and that's why I love these verses. John is not saying that walking in the light is sinlessness. This is good news to myself, and I know it's good news to the world, because I fail, and the Bible here acknowledges my failure and gives me hope. That is why we call the gospel the good news, because he continues with, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If walking in the light meant sinlessness, then there would be no need for sin to cleanse from our lives, and he would not say that if we sin, we deceive both ourselves and we make God a liar. So we know then that walking in the light cannot be perfection. So what is walking in the light then? Well, verse 9 gives us that. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The contextual answer John gives us to our question of what is walking in the light is to confess our sins. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Faithful means he will do it every time we ask, and just means legally he can do something about it. So therefore, when we confess our sins, he is faithful every time, and he's just legally to do two things: to forgive our sins and to cleanse us. He forgives us, which means he cancels them. The blood of Jesus covers our sins, and he cleans out the goopy sin in our lives. Praise the Lord for that. He forgives judicially and he cleanses practically. That's the power of the gospel, and it's all connected to the repentance of our sin. So, walking in the light is continually having fellowship with God by confessing our sins. It is not a life of perfection, but a life of continual confession. When we confess our sins, he forgives and cleanses so that we can walk with him. This is awesome and freeing, because when you walk with Jesus in the light, we fail and we'll see it because we're in the light. And when we see it, we hate it and we bring it afresh to Jesus, because his promise is to forgive and to cleanse us and to wash us because we confess the sin to him. If we hide it, we're no longer walking in the light and are now walking in darkness and are not in fellowship with Jesus. And this is great because there's no chapter break. So verse 1 of chapter 2, he says, "My little children, I'm writing you these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we may have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world." We see this throughout the New Testament, Romans, and other letters, that the penalty of sin is broken, and the power of sin is broken. And in fact, one day there'll be a day we're rescued from the presence of sin. But for us, when sin comes knocking, we don't have to sin. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your abilities. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. The Bible says that we don't have to sin. He gives us a way out of every temptation, but he says that if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is our defense lawyer. He's the reason our sins are atoned for. He's the reason our sins are removed, and not just ours, but the whole world. This passage, it's really life-giving. Because to recap, walking with Jesus and walking in the light is built on a life of confession of our sins. This is vital to maintain a relationship with God. We don't have to sin, but when we do, we have Jesus, who gave his life for our sins and for the sins of the world. So when we come to him and we confess our sins, it says that he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us every time. That's a life of walking in the light. We keep bringing our sin to Jesus. We keep letting him shine a redeeming light of salvation. And we don't hide our sin in a dark room in our heart. Now, if you don't know Jesus and you somehow stumbled upon this study, Jesus loves you and he can set you free from your sins. You are walking in darkness without him, but you don't have to. We just read that Jesus died for you so that you too can walk with him and have the weight and penalty of sin removed from your life. It all starts with repentance, and repentance is to say the same thing: to agree with Jesus on what he says about sin, and that our sin separates us from God. There are things that we love that God does not love, but God loves you enough to give you his life and to die for you so that you can live with him for all eternity. If you're a follower of Jesus, I hope this encourages you to walk in the light. Your salvation began with repentance, but it doesn't stop at a one-time repentance. Keep bringing everything to him. Don't hide things from him. Be in fellowship with him. Guys, I hope this really blesses you and encourages you all to be in fellowship with God, who loves us and died for us, that we too can walk with him in the light. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at ya@ccphilly.org or come by on a Monday and we can chat about this. But until then, be blessed.